Hello, fuckers. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen.
Yeah.
Episode 30.
Yeah. Getting a little old.
You don't like them that way?
By that time, they're divorced at least once and have maybe two kids.
That's true.
Nowadays, so.
I am Scrooge McDickmouth.
You left out an N, Dick and Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
There's Maverick. Maverick's here. B-Max here.
All right.
Stormtrooper's here.
What are you drinking on tonight?
Just sipping on some Bailey's Irish Cream.
There you go. All right.
All right.
What do you have tonight?
I'm just playing it by ear. I was going to talk about something. I forgot what it was because I failed to write it down. So that's what's happening a lot lately. I tell myself I need to start writing down reminders to write stuff down. Because I want to be in the middle of something and be like, oh, I'll write that down later. And then I don't. And I forget.
I've got three open letters. You'll get to pick two of them.
Yes.
I've actually got like five, but one of them I'm going to do for sure. Okay. So you get to pick two.
Okay, yeah.
I've got Grind My Gears. I've got, what else do I have? Oh, I've got Dr. Jeff.
Nice. Yeah.
That's all I got.
Sweet. Sounds like a pretty typical night.
Yep, minus the hookers. No hookers tonight.
Oh, yeah. But there is something else. I may or may not have eaten a magic cookie before this. So we'll see what happens.
I forgot to tell you, Deacon Yermuth.
Yeah, yeah.
He wrote on the page or wrote the message on the page that he wants pictures of you in the American thong and
Mary flag theme pattern thong and velvet robe.
And he says, if it doesn't happen, it's prison rules.
Well, we've tried to post one, but Facebook doesn't like it, I guess.
So. Too big of a dick.
Yeah, something about nudity or, but you know, we all have our imperfections.
Yep.
Mine's a ridiculously big penis and yours a micro penis. So
exactly.
That's what makes us unique.
Yeah. I've got a small ding ding.
It's not even a ding dong, it's just a ding ding.
Yeah, but I always win in sex.
That's true, yep.
I'm like, I win, bitch.
You are a wiener.
Yeah.
Pun. Word pun. Seriously, I was going to say something. I was going to talk to something about some sort of something music, and I just literally cannot remember. That's really bugging me.
Well, maybe you'll remember after. Okay, let me give you the options for open letters.
All right, ready for this.
Okay. Dick Vitale, Jack Black, Pickles, or Two Fat Chicks and a Cheeseburger?
Definitely Two Fat Chicks and a Cheeseburger.
Okay.
And Dick Vitale.
Okay.
Definitely.
All righty.
That was an easy pick.
I'm going to go ahead and do my first open letter, which, let's just put it this way, it's not very long.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that bitch. All right, this is to Planagement.
Okay, yeah, again. Yeah.
Hey, bitch faces, fuck you. Mm. Fuck you all. Die. This is Jeff signing off with a fuck off and die.
Man, that was to the point. Short and to the point.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I got the message.
Are you sure? Do I need to read it again?
Yeah. Well, or just summarize it like you would be talking to a third grader.
Hey, little buddy. These people I don't like, they can fuck off, fuck off, fuck off and die.
That's pretty clear. I think a third grader would understand that.
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd offer me some candy, too.
I don't have candy, but I got a dick in my pants.
Oh, it's horrible, but kind of funny. So the Fighter and the Kid podcast, they did, Brian Cowan wasn't there, so Will Sasso filled in. You'd recognize him if you saw him, but he does this thing where he's doing both impressions. It's Hulk Hogan arguing with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's pretty funny. Just back and forth, like, if it was like a pre-fight, like a, I think that was the scenario, like a, what do they call them, the press day or the weigh-in or wherever.
The press conference.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Oh, that guy's a funny man. Funny, funny man. Will Sasso. Look him up, everybody.
Yeah, I don't know who he is by name, but I'm sure I'd recognize
him. Oh, yeah. You'd recognize his bald head.
So you want me to do Dr. Jeff?
Let's do some Dr. Jeff. He's Dr. Jeff.
And no, I did not email him to you.
He didn't email the questions. I knew that because I didn't get them.
That's true. Dr. Jeff, my girlfriend broke up with me last week, and to top it off, now my dick's turning orange. Signed, Cheeto Maniac. You know, I have the same problem. I don't know what to do about it. I've gone to the doctor, but he has no clue what's wrong with me either.
Switch to Cool Ranch Doritos for a while before you whack it. It'll help clean it up.
And that's all?
Gets the Cheeto stain right off.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
And then barbecue takes that off, right?
Yeah, barbecue, and then maybe some ranch dressing after that.
All right.
Yeah, balances it all out.
Okay. That's it. That's all the Dr. Jeff.
Man, that's all right, though. That was a good question.
That was actually sent in to me via text.
Nice. Text message. Sex. Was it a sex message? There wasn't a dick pic attached to that?
No.
Yeah. Too bad. Maybe next time.
I wanted to see the Cheeto dick, but I didn't.
Yeah, I'm calling BS. I don't think that's real.
Yeah, probably not. Probably a liar.
Speaking of not real, sorry, I gotta take a drink of my tasty beverage. You know how, like, you see the, I don't know how, excuse me, I don't know how common it is, but Japanese guys, they'll have virtual girlfriends and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, coworker Joe and I had a realization that our virtual girlfriends are motorcycles. That's basically what it is. So we're no different than a creepy guy from Japan who has a virtual girlfriend online.
Mine's my hand. I fuck her all the time.
hey, yeah.
I give it to her good.
Sometimes when she doesn't want it.
She normally doesn't want it.
No. I saw this this motorcycle patch said duct tape turning no into mm-mm for the past 50 years. So bad. I did not purchase that one.
Yeah, that's naughty.
No, yeah.
But not naughty in a good way.
No. Not naughty in a good way.
All right.
Oh, goodness.
Do you want me to do Dick Vitale now?
Let's do, I would like you to do his open letter.
You don't want me to do him?
Not actually do him, no. Okay. No, all right. That would, we'd have a explicit label slapped on this podcast if you did that.
I think we do anyway, don't we?
Probably.
All right, here we go. Dick Vitale, why haven't you died yet? That would be awesome, baby. Your voice reminds me of a choking giraffe. You're the kid who got hyped over anything. He's a PT peer, primetime pisser. He took a piss with his pants all the way down to his ankles. Nice ass, baby. Your head looks like a boy's testicle with fuzz that just went through puberty. They quit having you do North Carolina versus Duke games this year because you got a boner without Viagra through the game and it would touch the play-by-play announcer on his leg. You didn't last as a coach because your players wanted to get you fired due to your bitch ass. I'm surprised you haven't had an aneurysm yet. I know you've meant a lot to the game, but shut the fuck up, you annoying fucktard. A lot of people will be upset and think I'm mean for this open letter. Fuck you, too. Haven't you learned already? Don't act surprised. I feel like Austin Powers when he's falling out that window with that crazy bitch and he keeps saying, why won't you die? This is Jeff, signing off to go fuck yourself with a basketball.
Awesome. And you know what would have made that entire letter better?
What?
If you read the entire thing in his voice.
I can't.
That would be sweet. Also, if you read it from downtown. basketball reference.
Or penetration. He penetrated to the hole.
Oh, yeah. All the way into the hole. Yeah. Baseball season started.
Yep.
Who do you think's going to win the Super Baseball?
Not the Yankees. That's all I know.
Yeah, probably not the Braves. Kind of like to go watch some Drillers games this year. I think they started tonight. I think tonight was the first game.
Thirsty Thursdays.
Yep.
Where Cornell likes to get 12 dozen hot dogs and deep throw them.
He's thirsty, all right.
Thirsty for the cack.
Thirsty for the wiener. It's the $5 wiener.
That's true.
Especially. Man, it's really bugging me. I can't remember that music thing I was going to talk about. I'm just going to bring it up a few times during the podcast, see if it sparks my memory.
Yeah.
So far, it's not. Oh, well. Have I talked about his new marking habit now?
Yeah. No.
He's grown into the marking stage to where he has to mark everything outside. But because his little legs are so short, he just doesn't have very good balance. So, I mean, like, he's started, within the past 2 weeks, he's started the hiking the leg thing. And half the time, he either falls back down on all 4 feet and pees all over himself, or he hikes that leg up so high. I mean, it's like this. And so now he's peeing past his head. And it's pretty funny to watch.
Are you marking stuff, huh, buddy?
We need to work on his aim a little bit. So, yeah, I got that going now. My little boy's growing up.
Yeah, when I was petting him earlier, he rolled over and saw a little red rocket.
Oh, he's happy to see you.
And I got him in that spot where his leg starts kicking. No, it wasn't his red rocket.
He didn't BSL all over your tees?
Nope.
That's probably a good thing.
He'd really like me then.
Oh, well. Not bad.
No, he's pretty cool. Have you thought of the music thing yet?
No, I haven't. This really bugs me. I even told Joe today. I was like, oh, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast tonight.
Apparently, he came into my job the other day.
Yes.
Because Grant, who I told you knows him, says he talked to him. He was like, did you see Joe? I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Joe is.
Yeah.
I just know him by name.
He bought some 22 rounds, I guess.
Wow. We had some in?
Yeah. Apparently, he bought the expensive ones. He didn't realize what he was doing. He might have been A little smoky.
A little wasted.
little baked.
A little Snoop Dogg?
Yeah, perhaps. Been known to happen. So apparently he just was like, yeah, I'll take those. But I bought the $12 ones instead of the $5 ones. Jeez, economy's that bad.
That's life in the hood, yo.
That is true, yeah. 22 rounds, goodness.
You think with 22 rounds you get 22 bullets.
I think so. You'd think so, yeah. I don't know. Maths is kind of fuzzy.
Yeah.
At that point.
So's Dick Vitaire's testicle head.
Yeah, it's true. Also maybe mine. Testicle, not my testicle head.
So I'm almost done with my second class, taking computer concepts.
Yeah.
I've got 7 more assignments and I'm done. I've probably done maybe 7 the last 2 days.
Nice.
But I've got to try and figure out, I want to take summer courses, but I think I need to enroll pretty quickly. But
yeah,
the problem is I don't know if they're online or not until I actually sign up. And then once you sign up, you only have like 2 days to pay.
Yep.
Like you can't wait to pay. So you got to pay it, whether it be through financial aid or out of your pocket.
Right.
Which I hate, because it's like you get no time. It's like, okay, I'm taking these classes. Here's your money.
Yep. They want it quickly.
I'll give it to them quickly, but just not my money.
Oh. What grind your gears do you have?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. See, I remember that, but I can't remember the music thing I was going to talk about.
Let me open my grind my gears up.
I'm slightly retarded. Did have an awesome idea for a music instrument. It's not what I was going to talk about, but I can talk about it.
Okay, have I done the one about I hate nuns yet?
I don't remember.
Okay, I'll do it, and if you start to recognize it, just tell me.
I will. I'll throw something.
I hate nuns, no funds, no guns. No puns, intended, offended, people need to get blended, like a milkshake, not being baked, being cake, the lake, liars are fake, leaves that I need to rake, fall colors, ugly mothers, pussy-ass brothers, horrible covers by musicians, stupid renditions, horrible weather conditions, hair getting mauled by a bear, share, porta-potties at the fair, mares, dares, idiots that come in pairs, holes in socks, the way Mayweather box... is the song with noises about foxes, the school of hard knocks, creaky doors, unwilling whores when a hamburger bun package comes in fours, square, Steve McNair, the dragon's lair, the shit for chicks' legs is called Nair, creamy dudes that are considered dreamy, and getting hit in the weenie. It hurts.
Yeah, it does. Unless it's getting hit with a vagina.
Or with a mouth open.
Yeah. No teeth, though, please.
Yeah, chick.
Keep the teeth away.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I don't think I've done that one before.
I don't think so. I think you've done a couple of things from it.
But that's because I can't remember everything.
Because only certain things rhyme with chair.
That's true.
She could be on the list of grandma gears every week, though, so it doesn't matter if you repeat it.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, now I'm starting to delete them when I'm done, so I don't have that problem.
So you don't overlap. So I had this idea that I'm going to come up with an instrument. It's a guitar. Okay. So you got your guitar and just... But then right here, coming out this end of the guitar, is a keyboard.
So it's like a guitar-keytar?
Yes. It is a combo guitar-keytar. So you could just sit there and power stance, do your guitar solo, and then just... with your keyboard there in the middle, little keyboard interlude. I think it'll sell.
Yeah. Who was it I heard? Some rock guy was like, yeah, guitar players are the guys that are too nerdy to be guitar players.
Oh, it's funny. Joe and I were talking about, because he has an old bass, and he's like, I picked it up the other day. He's like, man, he's like, how does it work? Do you just like carry it around and be like, hey, chick, listen to this line? Boom, 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 boom. Like, yeah. Did you recognize that? It was Led Zeppelin.
Oh, my God, play more. Oh, my God, here's my bra.
Is that something like that? Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Yeah. Chicks are like, oh, you played a bass line. Let's fuck.
Oh, walk that bass. Let's take that bass line for a walk.
Slap it like Flea does.
He's got his work cut out for him. That's all right, though.
It's all right, all right, all right.
As soon as I finish my invention, he can be the guitar player.
Yeah, he can be your spokesman.
That's right. If you listen to the radio much, like KMOD?
No, I don't listen to KMOD anymore.
They play this guitar instruction commercial or for some, guitar teacher here in town. And every time we hear it, we're like, yeah, that guy definitely has a ponytail. Because they're like... he's talking, you know, the announcer's talking about, oh, yeah, he was taught here, you know, he schooled at this school, Berklee School of Music, and he learned under so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Josiah, do you have anything to say? And he's like, how about I let the guitar speak for itself? And then it's something like, we're like, yeah, that guy's got a ponytail.
He probably just never gotten laid either.
I got a blue belt in karate, too. If that even is a color.
But he can't break a board. He can't
break the boards.
He's like, my fucking hand is broken.
I can't play guitar anymore. He's like, I can do the poses and the sounds, but I just can't break boards.
What's his name?
Josiah.
Freaking Jew. No wonder his guitar lessons are probably expensive, the money hoarding bastard.
He's the only one that advertises on the radio.
Stereotypes are fun.
I wonder if he uses extra concentration when he's playing guitar.
Oh, Jew.
Oh, it's so funny. I saw a thing that said, I stopped doing karate as a kid so I wouldn't have a ponytail as an adult.
Which is so true.
Oh, it's hilarious. Okay, I'm done.
All right, that's all you got?
I'm done talking about that.
Do you want me to do my final open letter?
Oh, what, the fat chicks?
Two fat chicks and a cheeseburger?
Two fat chicks and a cheeseburger. Is cheeseburger a metaphor for me?
No, it's about a cheeseburger.
An actual cheeseburger. A literal cheeseburger.
Yes.
All right, I'm excited.
Okay, people on the interwebs or the iTunes and people who listen to the podcast.
People who are listening to this on cassette.
Yeah. Or DVD.
Yeah, if you're listening to it on DVD. Watching through the window.
This is called Two Fat Chicks and a Cheeseburger by Jeffrey Math. You two fat fucks need to get off your asses instead of eating and doing your job. Now, if someone threw some fried chicken, biscuits and gravy, and 15 rolls in front of you, it would be a fight to the death. The only things you haven't shared in your life are food and an intelligent thought. You go shopping on the clock and hold all the clearance back. If the store orders food for us, you get first dibs and you take the rest of the leftovers home to feed all your kids by the multiple baby daddies. The fat number one is American but talks like she's from a different country. I don't know how many times I've heard you say, how do you say? Bitch, you've lived in America your whole life. Stop with that bullshit. Quit being two-faced, talking with someone and agreeing with them, and as soon as management comes around, you're agreeing with the shit opposite of what you told the previous person. By the way, learn how to fucking schedule. Fuck, you act like it's molecular science. It's not that difficult. As much time as you sit in the back making it, I've could have had the sex 127 times. Fat number two. Quit playing the system. It's pretty convenient that every time you get sick time hours, you're suddenly not feeling well. If you both went to a buffet, you would shut that motherfucker down. Fat number two. Nobody cares about your dumbass kids or stories about anything. Fat number one. Your son dances, sings, and does karate that's so awkward Michael Scott would feel uncomfortable. He sucks at all three. I hope you both headbutt a rhinoceros.
Sound it out.
Rhinoceros.
Yay.
This is Jeff signing off with No One Wants to See You Fuck Yourselves.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Someone does. There's some weird stuff on the interwebs.
That's true.
Weird stuff.
Have you heard the commercials for, what's that sex store place here?
Patricia's.
That they do like a 50 Shades of Grey thing?
What?
They're like, if you want to get your 50 Shades of Grey toys, we have them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Way to capitalize on that fucking movie.
No joke. Dumb.
You know I've never been to one of those stores?
I never have either.
You think I would, as much as I like sticking dildos up my ass.
It's true. Yeah, I forget about that. About you. So you get all yours in the mail, though.
Yeah.
You like to be surprised about how big it is.
Yeah.
Just pick one. Just throw one. Grab one in the box and throw it in a mail envelope.
Exactly.
Then you take a video and you send it back to the manufacturer, and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to use this on our WebZone page.
Yeah. Too bad they haven't paid me for that.
Yeah. I guess they don't figure you need to be paid.
I just get the enjoyment of a dildo up my ass.
It's true. Man, maybe we'll have to do that here. I mean... You can do that. I'm not going to do that. So,
but. How do you know I'm not doing it right now?
That's true. You might be. If you are, it's a small one.
Or it's huge.
Man, I saw I saw this thing, a Facebook post on a blog, and it's like this girl holding her son. She's like, this is my last day to see my son. You know, they're coming to get him at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock or whatever. Someone's like, that's so sad. Who's coming to get him and why? And she's like, whatever, Child Family Services. She's like, I'm putting him up for adoption. It's too hard to keep a man while I have a kid, so this is just going to be easier on me.
She's probably going to win Mother of the Year, I'm guessing.
It's so bad. It's horrible. So bad. Well done. Well done.
You know, I told you I watch that ID network a lot now that has all those killings and stuff. I watched one right before I came over here where this 17-year-old kid killed his parents because he wanted to throw a party.
Nuh-uh.
And they were dead in the bedroom while the party was happening.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, like, did he do it just like a couple hours before?
He did it the night before.
Oh, I guess it wouldn't stink bad at that point.
I mean, they said there were like drugs, alcohol, but no one went in their room, which you think is kind of crazy. With all those kids, you think there'd be fucking
going
on.
You think someone would be banging in the adult's room. Yeah.
Maybe there were, and they were just like, hey, look at those dead people. All right, let's fuck. Like,
oh, man, they passed out. They're partying so hard. Yeah.
What's that blood on their heads doing? Oh, well, let's do it.
Yeah, it says, this is the last time I get to ever see my son, and it hurts me that I can't see him smile every day or say mommy to me. He used to always braid my hair to wake me up. I'm gonna miss staying up late watching scary movies with him and eating ice cream. By the way, every first letter of every word was capitalized.
And I'm a.
Yeah. And so they're like, you know, why can't you see your son again? You know, where is he going? He's going to foster care. So they're like, that's so sad, but why? Yeah. It's so hard to keep a guy being a single mommy with work and school, and I'm tired of being lonely. It will be much easier this way.
Okay. First of all, horrible. But second of all, how old is her son? I mean, does he look even?
3, maybe?
She's up watching scary movies with him?
I guess, yeah.
Huh.
How's he known to braid her hair, too? Yeah, I guess, I don't know, 3 years old?
Yeah.
Very special.
Yeah, she's gonna like hell.
Yeah. Also, who does this look like? If you can look past the cracks.
Cornell.
Looks like Cordell. Apparently he's got a twin in Canada. Canada?
You know, that makes a lot of sense.
Canada. And apparently he's either a security guard or a police officer. I'm gonna assume security guard because there's no insignia or anything.
I'm going to assume security guard, too, just because it's Cornell's twin.
Yeah. I think, is this the evil one or is it the good one?
I think it's the evil one.
I think this might be the good one. I don't know.
I mean, Cornell just likes butt sex. There's really nothing wrong with that.
True. Also, this one still has hair. This Cordell still has hair. But there you go.
Did you send that to him?
No, I have not. I just got it a couple hours ago, actually.
You need to, because that's fantastic.
Yeah. There you go. So they say we all have a twin running around somewhere.
So those are the sexy motherfuckers walking around that look like me and you?
Yeah. One's probably doing porn, I'm sure. So,
or both.
Well, yeah, maybe.
So. Not with each other at the same time.
No, no. But probably with multiple chicks.
Yeah. No midgets, though.
If the money's right.
Hey, man, that's all I got.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
All right. Well, like our Facebook page. Tell people about us. Listen to it at family reunions, barbecues.
Yeah. Your children, your young children that are 2 and 3 years old. Play it for them.
Your bar mitzvahs.
Yeah. Your great-grandma's funeral.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anywhere. Play it. In your jail cell.
Yeah. I'm sure those guys would like it.
Yeah.
They'd like all the butt-fucking talk.
Yeah, probably. Probably do it while you're doing that, you know?
Yeah. So whatever makes your sex happy.
That's exactly right.
Your sex organ. All right, well, get your kids spayed or neutered. We don't need any more dumb fucks running around.
And don't forget that 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
All right.
See ya.
I'm not even going to say bye.
Just said
that. Oh, damn.